This article has been converted to audio using AI. Some words or names may be pronounced differently than intended. For the most accurate experience, we recommend referring to the written version. Balancing sovereignty and agility, the new cloud imperative for finance. Cloud is no longer just about infrastructure. For financial institutions, it has become a strategic arena where innovation, sovereignty, and long-term control converge. In a climate shaped by evolving regulation, geopolitical uncertainty, and rising expectations around digital resilience, your cloud strategy speaks volumes about how prepared you are for what's next. Find out how evolving regulations and geopolitical pressure are redefining cloud architecture choices. Today, public cloud platforms offer compelling advantages: speed, scalability, and access to cutting-edge technologies. But they also introduce difficult questions about jurisdiction, vendor dependency, and operational continuity. That's why many organizations are pivoting toward hybrid or multi-cloud setups to strike a more deliberate balance between flexibility and accountability. Yet there's no single path. European institutions, in particular, are navigating a complex regulatory landscape, from the EU's Digital Operational Resilience Act, DORA, to the NIS2 directive and the implications of foreign legislation, like the US Cloud Act. These forces are reshaping what it means to remain compliant, agile, and in control of sensitive workloads. Rethinking control in a connected world. As data becomes more distributed and regulations tighten, cloud decisions are increasingly about control where it resides, who enforces it, and how it aligns with strategic priorities. For some institutions, that means pursuing sovereign cloud solutions that minimize foreign influence. For others, it means designing multi-cloud environments that reduce lock-in and improve operational resilience. What's clear is that agility and sovereignty no longer have to be mutually exclusive. With the right architectural choices, financial institutions can modernize securely, scale intelligently, and comply consistently across jurisdictions. Cloud decisions today are ultimately decisions about control, says Frank Schoenevelt, managing director at Akuro Savings and Investments. The institutions that succeed will be those able to combine innovation with clear boundaries of accountability. Cloud strategy is now business strategy. By 2025, most enterprises will be operating in hybrid or multi-cloud environments. But less than 10% will have a mature strategy in place to govern risk, interoperability, and compliance across platforms. That gap is where competitive advantage is either gained or lost. Our latest white paper, Cloud Strategy Without Borders, explores how regulatory pressure is accelerating the need for cloud-native compliance, the operational risks of cloud dependency, and how to mitigate them. Real-world strategies for balancing innovation with sovereignty. What a future-proof cloud strategy looks like in the financial sector. For financial institutions, there is no universal model. Each organization will need to weigh its priorities, resilience, sovereignty, innovation, and cost, and chart a course accordingly. Go to akkuro.com to download the white paper Cloud Strategy Without Borders, Navigating Innovation, Data, Sovereignty, and Flexibility in 2025.